I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You.
Today we have with us Dr. Jory Brinkerhoff, assistant professor of biology at the University of Richmond. Jory is involved in studying the ecology of arthropod vectors and the host they infect with disease. Tick season is upon us, and Jory's been doing a lot of interesting work with Lyme disease.
I've been studying Lyme disease in Virginia since about 2011 when I moved to Virginia from Connecticut. And Virginia is a really interesting place when it comes to tick-borne disease. Lyme disease has been on the increase. Starting in about 2007, there was almost a threefold increase in Lyme disease cases in Virginia, and the spatial distribution of those cases has been expanding. One thing that I've really been interested in working on is trying to figure out what's driving this heterogeneity, this variation in human risk to Lyme disease. And so my students and I travel all over the state. We sample small rodents, which are the reservoirs, the sources of infection.
Right.
We sample ticks, and we look for variation in tick density and proportion of ticks that are infected with the Lyme disease bacterium.
What is the infection rate for black-legged ticks in this area?
It's variable in Virginia. Black-legged ticks, sometimes they're called deer ticks, have three different host-seeking life stages. There are the larvae that emerge from eggs, usually late summer. There's the nymphal stage, which is the second stage. They usually come out in May and June. And they're the ones that are really tiny. Some people call them seed ticks.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones that are most likely to transmit infection to humans, in part because they're so small and they're mm-hmm. very easy to miss. People are often bitten without realizing it.
Right.
In nymphal ticks, the infection prevalence, the proportion that are infected, varies from 5% or less in some parts of Virginia to 20 to 25%, which
wow.
is what we tend to see up in the mountains. And then we have the adult stage ticks, which come out usually in the fall, around deer season, actually. Those that don't find a host in the fall will host continually through the winter. Any day that it's above about 38 degrees, they'll potentially be out, and they'll host seek through into the spring.
What are some of the factors you found that have caused the increase in reported Lyme disease cases?
It really looks like there's an increase in numbers of these black-legged ticks. We've done some genetic analysis of the tick populations in various parts of the state. And as far as we can tell, it looks like tick populations in the areas that have had the biggest increases in Lyme disease do show sort of genetic indications that those populations are growing and potentially moving down from the northern Lyme disease focus, which is northeastern U.S.
What makes the ideal deer tick habitat?
Closed canopy forest with a good bed of leaf litter.
Mm-hmm.
These ticks can get pretty stressed out by environmental conditions. So if it's too hot or too cold, they're not going to be happy. And if the humidity level isn't quite right, they're not going to be happy. So when those conditions are met, which is usually in a sort of shaded area down low in the leaf litter, these ticks don't tend to climb too high. That's what they seem to like the best.
And so it sounds like they could do pretty well in the suburbs then, where they come in regular contact with people.
They do. If there are deer around and the habitat is right, these ticks will be pretty likely to be found.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate your expertise.
Thanks very much. Happy to be here.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of Beetles of Eastern North America. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's Facebook page at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.